Welcome, everyone. It's The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you as we move through the month of September now. How about that? The second week of September. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says, hey, we're still here. We're still open. Come spend some fall time with us. A trip down the changing colors of the Niobrara River Valley in a kayak could be fantastic for you and the family. Or maybe a fall hunting trip for upland birds at the Valentine Wildlife Refuge or McKelvey National Forest. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. It's a team of journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you receive accurate, timely information. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
I'm not sure who wrote this or where it came from, but it's funny, so I'm going to share it today on The Good Stuff. To all of those who remember the good old days, the little house behind our house. So that's what we're going to talk about. One of my bygone recollections, as I recall the days of yore, is the little house behind the house with a crescent moon over the door. 'Twas a place to sit and ponder with your head bowed down low, knowing that you wouldn't be there if you didn't have to go. Ours was a three-holer with a size for every one. You left there feeling better after your usual job was done. You had to make these frequent trips, weather, snow, rain, sleet, or fog, to the little house where you usually found the Sears Roebuck catalog. Oft times in dead of winter, the seat was covered with snow. 'Twas then with much reluctance to the little house you'd go. With a swish, you'd clear the seat. Bend low with dreadful fear, you'd blink your eyes and grit your teeth as you settled on your rear. I recall the day Granddad, who stayed with us one summer, made a trip to the shanty, which proved to be a hummer. 'Twas the same day my dad finished painting the kitchen green, and he'd just cleaned up the mess that he'd made with rags and gasoline. He tossed the rags in the shanty hole and went on his usual way, not knowing that by doing so he would eventually rue the day. Now, Granddad had an urgent call. I'll never forget. This trip he made to the little house lingers in my memory yet. He sat down on the shanty seat with both feet on the floor, then filled his pipe with tobacco and struck a match on the outhouse door. After the tobacco began to glow, he slowly raised his rear, tossed the flaming match to the open hole with not a sign of fear. The blast that followed, I'm sure, was heard for miles around, and there was poor old Grandpa just sitting on the ground. The smoldering pipe was still in his mouth, his suspenders he held tight. The celebrated three-holer was blown clear out of sight. When we asked him what had happened, his answer, I'll never forget. He thought it must be something that he had recently ate. Next day, we had a new one, which my dad built with ease, with a sign on the entrance door which read, No smoking, please. Now that's the end of the story with memories of long ago of the little house behind the house where we went because we had to go. So it says submitted by Grandpa, but I thought that was fun to share today.
Yeah, that is cute. Well, I've got a piece, Mary Had a Little Lamb. You've heard that, right?
I have.
Have you heard this version?
I don't know.
Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school each day. 'Twasn't even in the rule. He made the children laugh and play to have a lamb at school. And then the rules all changed one day. Illegal it became to bring a lamb of God to school or even speak his name. Every day got worse and worse, and days turned into years. Instead of hearing children laugh, we heard gunshots and tears. What must we do to stop the crime that's in our schools today? Let's let the lamb come back to school and teach our kids to pray.
Well, there must be a lesson there, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who wrote that, but a good piece to share. Hey, here's some things from little kids. Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good in there right now. Amanda said that.
I think, Amanda, you're right. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. Maybe we can feature it right here on a future edition of The Good Stuff.